Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Did you like the effort level in the first half?
I did not like the effort level in the first half, but like you said, I think it's just a tough spot to be in. You know, I think I thought our guys have handled that as best as they could. And you ran into our last two games against two teams that are highly, highly desperate. And as much as we want to be able to simulate that, that's just not the position that we're in. But I actually don't mind the result of the last two games because I think that's important. Like, you know, going in with a bunch of wins and feeling good about yourself isn't any better than, you know, having a little bit of a bloody lip because of a game. So they've done the best they could over the course of this stretch, however it's been, a week and a half. But no, I didn't like it in the first half.
I don't know how Mazzulla's answer can be so all over the map. He's like, no, Gary, I did not like the effort, but I'm actually happy with how things went. It's like he started from what I thought, certainly a place I agree with, and what I thought was the right message to his team. Like, no, I don't like the effort, Gary. But then he's like, ah, it's actually good. And he like lets him off the hook, which, Joe, you're the one who has to deliver the message to the players. Part of your job is whether or not guys are ready or not, pushing the right buttons. And when they're not, that's a reflection on you. So you're letting them play that way. That's on you. And I just don't like how he said that after the game. I thought he was about to go after them a little bit, and I think Mazzulla, to a degree, is afraid of the players because he knows who really runs the team. And if he pisses off Tatum and Tatum's in his corner and they lose, Tatum's going to be like, yeah, you know what? Don't bring this guy back. I'm out.
He's also saying, so they can't simulate the level of desperation that these other teams in the Eastern Conference are playing with because they're fighting for home court advantage or for their other things in their seeding. But at the same time, it's like, okay, so what you're kind of telling us is you don't have control over the players, as you said, Jones. You also don't have anybody in the locker room who's setting that tone. Because we hear it's certainly not Tatum.
Nope.
It's certainly not Porzingis. And I'm sorry, I know we always go back to Kevin Garnett, but you think about, like, could you imagine a Garnett team playing like these couple of teams have played?
Good question. How'd they play late in 2008? You were talking about the last 10 years. I'll look that up. But Arkham, what'd you think of those Mazzulla comments?
I thought they were similar to what you said, the words of a guy who doesn't want to say the wrong thing. And I think that, you know, you look at what they're up against right now and how he's been really defensive at random points in the season over certain questions about the way they shoot threes or the defense or various, you know, topics that kind of are his triggers that you've noticed over the course of this season. I think he's been a lot more defensive this season than he was last year. And I think that's not a coincidence. I think that there's some pressure that he's feeling about this. He knows that these losses don't look great, and he knows what people, the national pundits, are saying about this team and how, you know, people just don't believe in them in that way. Celtics fans do, and Jones obviously does, but I just think that there's sort of a wait and see aspect of it that he's not comfortable with, and he shouldn't be because he doesn't have that kind of cushion, I guess, is the best word for it. He doesn't have that kind of security, I would say, in his job. And I don't think he's going to get fired if they blow it again this year, but I think next year it's on the table for sure.
The Celtics in 07-08 won, I counted quickly, I think it was 11 out of their last 12. And they lost one game on April 9th to the Wizards, Mego's Wizards, and then they won four straight. Now, the counterpoint
to that...
And then
they almost lost to the Hawks.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The counterpoint to that is they were red hot, and then they couldn't put away Atlanta. They couldn't win a road game until, what, the Eastern Conference Final? They couldn't win a road game.
Yeah. Look, it's to me, the only thing that worries me in any way, and like I said before, my concern level is low with how this team is performing against these other Eastern Conference teams recently. The only thing that really bothers me is whether they're using the opportunity to fix some of the things that still aren't solved for them. Like, this team isn't perfect, okay? Like, they still are seeking some solutions, particularly the end of game, the clutch minute problems that they have with Tatum, how disorganized they look when they're just inbounding the ball and trying to, you know, if they're down 3 points or something and they're just trying to figure out the math of the thing. Like, it just looks disorganized. It looks like something that I'm really not confident in. They could have used a couple opportunities against Atlanta to sort that out. They didn't do it. And you certainly weren't in that opportunity last night. But I just look at it and I go, okay, so if you haven't figured that out yet, and I don't think that they have, you're going to be figuring that out in like the second round? I don't really love the idea of that.
Yeah, I don't love the idea of that either. So real quick, before we get into the scariest player in the Eastern Conference, Ryan just dropped in something very interesting. And I'm not totally sure I agree with the logic here, but Sean Grandy tweeted out, with the East play-in all but locked, Miami remains the most likely first-round opponent for the Celtics. The Heat would get the tiebreaker with Philly and home court in the 7-8 game if they can just gain a game on them this weekend. And so let me go to the NBA standings because Grandy has now confused me. Miami is presently in the 8 spot. If they catch Philly, this is what I don't get about his point. If they catch Philly and they have home court, aren't they likely to go to 7?
Right. If they win.
Yeah.
If he'd have the tiebreaker, that'd make him the 7.
So, like, look, let me just ignore what Grandy tweeted there. Right now, season ends today, you're getting Miami. How do you feel about that real quick? Yeah, how do you feel about that, Mego?
So I'm going to like kind of contradict myself a little bit on these 2 points that we're making, but I actually feel good about it. I think that's a good way for the Celtics to start.
Snaps them awake.
Yeah, have some vengeance from last year. Sure. And I think that they'll come out and try to make a statement against that team after the way that the playoffs ended for them against them last year.
Yeah, look.
Porzingis will be thrilled to get punched in the face constantly. Just constant punches to the face for Porzingis.
Look, they would beat Miami. I will pick them to beat Miami. I'm just telling you, that's a nightmare matchup. I understand what you're saying. I've heard others say it. It would be like Brooklyn a couple of years ago in the first round. It snapped them awake. They went all the way to the NBA Finals. They lost in game 6, blah, blah, blah. I get the logic. I don't want Miami in the first round. I would way rather Philly, who never gives them problems. I know they had to go to game 7 last year. They never lose to that team. They never will lose to that team. I'd take Atlanta, who just beat them a couple of times. I'd take any of those teams. I don't want Miami in the opening round.
Is it better to have Miami in the opening round or Miami after they've caught momentum like
Fair.
2 rounds later?
I guess my real answer is I don't want Miami anywhere, but in that scenario, Mego, they're scarier in like the Eastern Conference Final than the first round. I agree with you on that. Who's the scariest player? Let's give Arcan some credit, or at least I will.
Mm-hmm.
Mego's dug in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the scariest player left in the Eastern Conference, Arcan?
Right now, it's Jalen Brunson. It's Jalen Brunson. He's been unbelievable for over a month now. He had that 60-point game against the Spurs, and this past month, he's averaging almost 40 points a game. He is locked in about as well as you can say about anybody in the league this entire season, any stretch that anyone's had. So I'd say it's definitely Brunson.
Mego?
Look, I think Brunson's good, absolutely. But I would still go with Jimmy Butler. I know that sounds ridiculous, but playoff Jimmy Butler is somebody who's always giving you headaches. Since he's been in Miami.
Hasn't Brunson been really good in the playoffs? And I know he's not like Butler level, but like Brunson in Dallas and last year, I think was good in the postseason. And I know the Knicks lost. Who'd they lose to in round 2? Oh, Miami.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's score one for Butler. I just feel like Jalen Brunson rather has gone to another level, but I'll probably be eating my words if Jimmy Butler is dominating the Celtics again in a postseason series. My answer, I'm with Arcan. Arcan was right. He was ahead of the curve. He said this last year. For the Celtics, who's the scariest player left in the East? Jalen Brunson. They couldn't guard Brunson last night. And it's not like it was all Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser. They had their full team at home. They couldn't stop him.
And everybody was trying to guard him, too. You had switches and rotations and everything. And I looked down at that box score on NBA.com that tells you all the matchups that Greeny loves, and it was ugly. For every single person who tried to guard Jalen Brunson, he was like 3-for-4 with like 2 threes against everyone.
You also beat them 4 out of 5 games this year.
Sure, sure. We're talking about right now.
Okay.
I mean, how many times did they beat Miami this year? A whole bunch.
I'm just not as scared of Jalen Brunson as Arkan has been for over a year now.
Okay, well, I think Arkan was onto something. You don't want to give him any credit for that?
Not yet. Let's see what he does in the playoffs.
Okay, I'm telling you, he's been good in the playoffs before.
Okay, let's see what he does in the playoffs this year.
The Celtics swept.
I'm not giving credit yet.
Okay, but I'm just saying, by your logic, you're like, well, the Celtics beat the Knicks 4 times. They swept Miami. They didn't lose a game to Miami.
Okay. Well, we know that playoff logic. Jimmy Butler is a different guy.
Okay, that's fine.
But I also just said, this is where I started from. I said, I know this is going to sound a little bit like I'm contradicting myself. Yes, I'm afraid of Jimmy Butler, but I also think that Miami is a good matchup for the Celtics for the first round.
Yes, it's okay to contradict yourself if you announce that you're about
Yeah. So that doesn't quite make sense to me. But I'm not actually afraid of anybody. But out of the teams that are, if I have to say who scares me the most, the Celtics should beat every single one of them. But who scares me the most? I don't want Miami. But Brunson's a scary player, and he showed it last night. So what do you guys think? 6-1-7?
And Arkan, the point is nobody in the Eastern Conference really scares me.
Fair. I mean, listen, no one has to scare you. And
she says that, but then she sounds a little afraid of Miami.
The Knicks as a team, they're not like the scariest team. I'd rather face the Knicks, I think, than the Heat, or the Knicks than the Bucks. But Jalen Brunson right now is someone that has my full attention. Absolutely.
617-779-7937. What's your concern level with the Celtics? High, medium, low, or zero? We'll get the national perspective on this coming up from Shaq and Charles Barkley. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.